It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sleep texting, Carla, is now a real thing.
Yeah.
They did some research on this and found that about one quarter of college students have sent a text while they were sleeping. And most of them had no memory of sending the text the next morning.
I gotta admit, I've done that.
Have you really?
Wake up and you text something, or you get one from someone else and you shoot off a text. A couple mornings. It's like, when did I send that?
No, I've texted. I've typed stuff out.
Yeah.
And I forgot to send it.
Oh, well, yeah, that. No, I didn't. It's like, I don't know when the heck I sent that.
Well, the reason why people are sleep texting, that they're so addicted to the phones that sometimes you just grab it, mess around with it, text, and in our sleep.
Right. Yeah.
That's how used to our phone.
Oh, that's scary.
Guy in Missouri recently committed a string of at least 6 burglaries. Okay. Luckily, cops tracked him down thanks to a tattoo across his left calf.
Okay.
But he legitimately doesn't remember most of the burglaries because he was blacked out drunk.
Oh, well, okay. Jeez.
Which I don't know if that's a good defense. Well,
it's a defense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez, no, I was blackout drunk, man.
He's facing 4 counts of felony burglary and admitted he hasn't been making the best decisions lately.
All right.
Sorry. I'm
blacked out. Sorry about that. Mike, the Boston Santa Speedo run will be this weekend. Boston runners, they want to raise about $250,000 for charity. Now, this is an annual event. Now, they can't wear thongs. They've tried to do that in the past, but they can wear Santa hats, fake beards, but they have to be Speedos. They have to be Speedo.
Okay.
So, they've raised, at this point, over $1.5 million since it began in 2000. I know it.
Speedo. Good for them.
Speedo run in Boston. I hope it doesn't snow. Man.
See, I'm afraid you and I decided to do something like that, like start a Speedo run, like we would be like, maybe a couple of other people.
The only ones there. We're the only one. Hey, I'm in a Speedo here, people. Come on. Jeez.
We would just end up running down to the end of the block.
Where are the thousands of people? There's like tens of people here. What happened? Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're probably right there. We wanted to support you guys.
Yeah.
It's cold and I don't want to wear Speedo. Hey, Kyle and Allie, they were sleeping in Anchorage, Alaska when they got somebody woke them up. There was a doorbell ringing. Mm-hmm. They went to the door and looked out. What? A moose? What? Apparently the moose rang the doorbell with his ear.
Oh.
And they just kind of watched. It's like, is he going to do something? And they didn't answer. They didn't open the door.
No.
So he just walked off.
Oh, not be home.
You know what? I don't think, is nobody home here? Rang the bell with my ear. I don't know why they're not answering. So move on. Yeah, you don't want to open a door with a moose there because you just don't know what might happen. You just never know. So be careful, people. If you do hear a stray doorbell and look outside and there's a moose, don't do anything. They'll charge you. Okay? It's Friday. There's your other news.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.